Governor Dunleavy has yet to declare a state-level disaster to address Tulooksaq's water crisis. In doing so, he's holding back up to $1 million in disaster relief funding for the village. State legislators who represent Tulooksaq say they're working on it. Senator Lyman Hoffman says he is looking at options that would pay for the long-term response to the crisis. But Representative Tiffany Zolkowski says that the House can't really do much in the short term and that the governor should declare a state disaster.
The sphere of influence related to the circumstances in the village of Tulooksaq and its water crisis is most influenced by the administration and the executive branch's ability to move the disaster request forward within its own process.
She told me that she's contacted Governor Dunleavy's office multiple times in recent weeks, asking him to declare a disaster and to send in the National Guard.
So did the governor's office never contact you back?
I have not heard a response from the governor's office on my inquiries related to National Guard support, whether they've pursued unspent CARES funding that have been provided to the state, or anything related to the issue in Tulooksaq.
I also contacted the governor's office. It put me in touch with the State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, where spokesperson Jeremy Zedek said that although the division has not donated supplies, it can provide relief to Tulooksaq without a disaster declaration.
In order to respond to emergencies in Alaska, we don't need a disaster declaration. We don't need a disaster declaration to provide water to folks.
I guess I'm just curious if the state had that capability to send water without any sort of disaster declaration. How come they didn't?
Well, one of the requests that we had from Tulooksaq was that they didn't have access to fresh water. The request that we had from Tulooksaq was that they didn't have access to potable water. So our primary concern was restoring that access.
Meaning that rather than giving Tulooksaq fresh drinking water, they coordinated with private citizens and agencies to make sure that water bottles could be flown in or driven in. Zedek said that part of the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services' job is to make sure that if the community can't respond to the emergency, someone else does, like nonprofits or private companies, but not necessarily the state itself. He said that a gubernatorial disaster declaration is more for a long-term approach to recovery, and the state government likely won't need to respond in the long term in this case, since the tribe has already filed a grant request for a permanent water plant in Washateria with the Federal Indian Health Service.
Okay, so it's really not for a short-term response.
That's correct.
Zedek says his division is writing a report on the water crisis to send to the governor's disaster policy cabinet, after which the cabinet could recommend that the governor declare a disaster. The governor could then release up to $1 million in relief funds without legislative approval. Zedek didn't say when or if this would happen. In an email, Representative Zolkowski said, quote, "If any larger community in Alaska was without reliable access to water during a global public health crisis, it is almost certain a disaster would be declared," end quote. She also said that Alaskans who live in Tulooksaq deserve just as much access to state emergency resources as Alaskans in other communities. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.